Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going down, down, woo! Baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Nearly three decades, Hoda has revealed the massive and emotional news yesterday that she is going to be stepping down after more than 25 years with NBC News.
That's crazy.
She's turning the page, guys. We always have the Today Show on in one of the TVs in the studio. And yesterday, AB noticed that everyone was like crying on the show. And it's because of this news. She's like retiring, basically.
Announced it and leaving the Today Show. That's crazy. Yeah.
Hoda released a letter about her departure and said, "As I write this, my heart is all over the map. I know I'm making the right decision, but it's a painful one. And you all are the reason why. They say two things can be right at the same time. And I'm feeling that so deeply right now. I love you, and it's time for me to leave the show. I'm picturing your faces and your families and all the ways you've lifted me up and inspired me. So many of my professional relationships have become some of my most cherished friendships." Hoda also revealed that she's been like weighing on this decision for a while. It's obviously not a big one, but she said that like the final straw and like the thing that like made her have clarity on this was her 60th birthday celebration on the show. She said like it was a lot.
I feel like this reads as contract dispute.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I think that's just like the media personalities in us that like when we hear that someone's like leaving and they're leaving at a certain time, we're like, okay, their contract's just up.
She's very busy on that show. They use her a lot. You know, she's got the first, second hour, third hour with Jenna.
Yeah.
You know, so she's been doing a lot. She's got two young kids.
Yeah, they're like 5 and 7. Right.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, her daughter, I think it was
7 and 4.
7 and 4.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Her daughter went through like a scare last year too. So maybe it is like the right time for her. I feel like it seems like contract negotiations didn't go well. So she's like, well, I'm not doing this for less than this money. I can get it somewhere else.
I don't know,
that she's not taking a lesser role if that was the case, or doing something different with NBC. Like Hannah said, she's been on the Today Show for 16 years, but she's leaving NBC after 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird move.
Her roles would be less if it was. Yeah, maybe you're right.
She's done enough for the company where she can do less, and the company should be understanding. She would be understanding, but she's leaving the company. That means to me it contracts issues.
It's done. She is going to be working through the beginning of 2025. So if you have time, check out the Today Show and hold on to Hoda while you can. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go. It's going down.
We've been following along all week with Lady Gaga and her cryptic Instagram posts, her announcement, and now her arrival of Harley Quinn, which is a companion album to the new movie Joker, in which she plays Harley Quinn. So I heard a couple clips of like the different songs and everything, and I would say this album is giving like jazz, and it's all sung from the POV of Harley Quinn.
So cool.
Gaga actually had to learn how to sing in Harley's voice, which for Gaga, that's just like another trick in the hat for her. She's able to like alter her voice.
They were saying that like because it's like a musical and Harley wouldn't be the best singer, but it is a musical and sings, so you had to like forget how to sing, like sing worse.
Yeah.
Which is so weird, right? Like she had to like sing good, like Gaga good, but not like great Gaga.
Yeah, she said, I did a lot. I did lots of different kinds of work to create her.
Yeah.
It's really raw, really naked, and very untrained. She says that she does no proper breathing in this.
Whatever that means. That sounds crazy.
I know, which I think takes pure talent to like untrain yourself too. Mm-hmm. And I'd say one of the biggest songs of the album is called Happy Mistake. And the reason I say it's the biggest is because it has like a personal tie to Gaga, and it kind of relates to like her finding her different character throughout her career. Like she kind of went through her Monsta era and all these different eras. So I would say this would be one of the biggest songs, Happy Mistake.
It does sound kind of sound eerie, but like Joker-like, but I think it sounds kind of musical-y too. It does kind of sound like it's in a musical,
and
right?
You can hear the voice crack and everything to where it's not as polished as Gaga usually sings.
Yeah, it kind of sounds a little more nasally, but I really like it. Like it sounds live, it sounds real, and you can still like sense a lot of passion in it.
I think the coolest thing about it, because I don't know if it's like an album you just like bump in your car, but it's like when you see the movie, you're gonna like literally like feel like you have a story to go with it. And I think that's so cool that artists are doing that.
I think so. It's a 13 track album, and I love like some of the titles because it's just so Joker. One of them is Get Happy, World on a String, If My Friends Could See Me Now, That's Entertainment, Smile, The Joker, Happy Mistake, and That's Life. It's just some of the names, and I love how it's so Joker themed. And I also want to point out to not get this album mistaked with her new album LG7 that we're going to get in just a couple weeks. This is just an album related to the new Joker musical and movie and stuff. It's not LG7, which I think is pretty confusing.
Yeah.
But if you're a Gaga fan, you're just like in Christmas mode right now because you're getting so many new music from her, so much new music. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.